Hello and welcome. It's wonderful that you're able to make use of these recorded services during our time where we're not allowed to gather together. Today's service is for Sunday the 3rd of May, and I look forward to sharing with you both in prayer and from the scriptures as we look at God's word together and worship God together. Now, at the end of today's service, we've got a greeting from Rosalind and Olivia. We've got a greeting from the Jacksons in Japan. And again, for those watching on DVD, we'll have the diocesan service as well. For those watching online, you can download the readings for today to go along with the service if you'd like to. Otherwise, let's worship God together. We start off with a reading from 2 Corinthians 3:13 that would be well known to some. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Great and marvellous are your deeds, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, King of the ages. Who will not fear you, O Lord, and bring glory to your name? For you alone are holy. All nations will come and worship before you, for your righteous acts have been revealed. Let's join together in a thanksgiving. Gracious God, we humbly thank you for life and health and safety, for freedom to work, leisure to rest, and for all that is beautiful in creation and human life. But above all, we praise you for our Saviour, Jesus Christ, for his death and resurrection, for the gift of your Spirit, and for the hope of sharing in your glory. Fill our hearts with all joy and peace in believing, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let me pray before I start sharing from God's word for today. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for making yourself known to us and showing the way of salvation through faith in your Son, Jesus Christ. We ask you now to teach and encourage us through your word so that we may be ready to serve you for the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So our readings today are from, the first one today is from Acts 2, 42 to 47. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and prayers. Awe came upon everyone because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all people. And day by day, the Lord added to their numbers those who were being saved. Hear the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our psalm today is Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. Therefore can I lack nothing. He will make me lie down in green pastures and lead me beside still waters. He will refresh my soul and guide me in right pathways for his name's sake. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff comfort me. You spread a table before me in the face of those who trouble me. You have anointed my head with oil, and my cup shall be full. Surely your goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Our second reading is taken from 1 Peter, chapter 2, verses 1 to 10. Rid yourselves, therefore, of all malice and all guile, insincerity, envy, and all slander. Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow into salvation, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good. Come to him, a living stone, though rejected by mortals, yet chosen and precious in God's sight. And like living stones, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For it stands in Scripture, "See, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone, chosen and precious, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. To you then who believe, he is precious, but to those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected has become the very head of the corner, and a stone that makes them stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the word, as they were destined to do. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, in order that you may proclaim the mighty acts of him who called you out of darkness into his marvellous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy." Hear the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And our gospel reading today that will be the focus is John 10, verses 1 to 10. "Very truly, I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of a stranger." Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who come before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Our gospel reading from John 10, verses 1 to 10, is not just about Jesus being our good shepherd, but includes the thief and the response of the sheep. First, we consider Jesus' care for the sheep. The situation of the original hearers was a world where people cared for sheep in a different way from what we do now in Australia. The shepherd would lead the sheep where they wanted them to go, not drive them from the back, as we often do, and often with a well-trained sheepdog. Now, it seems a much gentler way, but it requires the sheep to follow. And that really leads for us, well, how are we going at following Jesus, our good shepherd, at this time? It's very easy to be like a dumb sheep and distracted by all that's going on around us. Often, we may like God to just tell us what we need to do, more like the sheep being driven from behind. But this is not how God usually leads us. We need to keep alert and to follow. That's some of the challenge for us. At night, the sheep would be returned to the safety of the walled pen near the house, with someone to keep watch. If they were grazing further away, then the shepherd would stay with the sheep to protect them. Remember the shepherds at the time of Jesus' birth out in the fields. The sheep are not left unprotected by the shepherd at night. He's not gone home to sleep comfortably in his bed. And this is not the way Jesus cares for us. Many are familiar with the 23rd Psalm. Well, verse 4, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff comfort me. Those shepherd imagery. Jesus stays with us. Now, through the Holy Spirit, God is always with us. Always. At night, when others have gone away, God is with you. Even through the valley of the shadow of death, God remains with you. In Jesus' care for the sheep, we also need to know that Jesus is the gate. And that is that Jesus is the only way to salvation through his death on the cross for us. There is no other way. Now in our whole passage, the second, we'll have a look at the thief. The most important thing to know is the purpose of the thief. And John 10:10 really sums it up well for us. The thief comes only to steal, kill and destroy. This sounds a lot like really what we're experiencing at the moment. The thief, the devil, is active in ways that are perhaps more obvious to us than at normal times. Our passage says the thief jumps the fence. And again, safety is only through Jesus, described as the gate in our passage. Remember, though, that Jesus has not left you at this time. But also from John 10:10, I, Jesus, came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Now, can you see the good that God is doing through this crisis? And if not, ask God for the eyes to see his activity in your life and the lives of people you know. Some people are finding more time for God in their lives at the moment that they don't have in the normal rush of life. Some people are re-evaluating the busyness of their lives. Are you more able to spend time with God? Or are we quickly distracted by other things? The last element of our passage is the sheep, and that's us. They need to recognise the voice of the shepherd, and they need to respond to the shepherd, that is, to follow his lead. Well, how do we do that? Well, our 1 Peter reading in the first verse of chapter 2 is really quite helpful. Now, I'm not sure how to describe guile, so let me read from the New Living Translation, which is one I quite like. Instead, it reads, "So get rid of all evil behaviour, be done with all deceit, hypocrisy, jealousy, and all unkind speech." Now, that uses words I'm perhaps a little bit more familiar with. So let's have a look through it. Get rid of all evil behaviour. How do you know what is evil? Well, perhaps a good question to ask is, what would Jesus do? And to find the answer, well, read the Bible, the Gospel, for Jesus' teaching and actions. The rest of the New Testament for how his followers lived out their faith in the power of the Holy Spirit. And the Old Testament's also full of encounters between people and God, both good and bad from the human's response. And that's where some of my personal reading has been at the moment. But then we need to obey God. And when we fail, confess and receive God's forgiveness. And repeat. Obey God, and when we fail, confess and receive God's forgiveness. So get rid of all evil behaviour. The next part, if you like, was to be done with all deceit. And we'll keep it simple. Tell the truth. Don't even go for half-truths. No tricks. No withholding the truth. Be done with all deceit. Be done with all hypocrisy was the next one. Do what you say and say what you do. Again, this is the whole obey God, live to please God. It's not just knowledge, but how are we going to live? Be done with all jealousy. Even at this time under restrictions, what does it matter to you what someone else has or does? Follow your good shepherd. Don't be distracted. Be done with all unkind speech. Now, really, we know what this means, don't we? It's perhaps harder to do. What speech does you harm? Well, don't do that. Don't do that to others. Care for others. Don't just vent your own frustration at this time. So to bring it all together, is Jesus your good shepherd? And do you hear his voice? The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. We do need the protection and care of the good shepherd. Jesus, your good shepherd, knows you personally and understands your situation. Jesus, your good shepherd, has laid down his life for you, so you can have safety and freedom under his care and oversight. Keep in close relationship with the good shepherd. Hear his voice. Follow his way. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let me lead us in an affirmation of faith. The words will be on the screen for you. We believe in one God who made and loves all that is. We believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was born, lived, died, and rose again, and is coming to call all to account. We believe in the Holy Spirit, who calls, equips, and sends out God's people and brings all things to their true end. This is our faith, the faith of the Church. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. We come to our time of confession. Let us approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. From Hebrews 4:16. Let us now confess our sins to Almighty God. Heavenly Father, you have loved us with an everlasting love, but we have broken your holy laws and have left undone what we ought to have done. We are sorry for our sins and turn away from them. For the sake of your Son who died for us, forgive us, cleanse us, and change us. By your Holy Spirit, enable us to live for you, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. God desires that none should perish, but that all should turn to Christ and live. In response to his call, we acknowledge our sins. God pardons those who humbly repent and truly believe the gospel. Therefore, we have peace with God through Jesus Christ. Amen. Christ died once for all, but the life he lives to God. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. From Romans 6, 10 to 11. I'd now like to lead us in prayer. If you'd like to close your eyes and listen, you're most welcome to do that. And at the end, we'll share in the Lord's Prayer, and again, the words will be on the screen. We give thanks for the beauty and abundance of the earth. We pray that you would help us and all people to grow in grace, to live in harmony with your creation and each other, for wisdom and generosity in our use and sharing of resources. We give thanks for leaders who serve the common good. Give wisdom to those who have responsibility and authority in every land. We pray for Scott Morrison and his relationship with you. We pray for Daniel Andrews and others over us, for wisdom and care amongst our current crisis. We pray for all people that we may think of the welfare of others more than our own wants and needs. Let us pray for the church throughout the world. We give thanks for and pray for Bishop Matt and his family. We pray for your wisdom, endurance, and care for all that work for your kingdom, through supporting the work of your church, both locally and globally. We pray that you would grow our own faith and relationship with you through these different times. Hold us close. May we see you active in our lives and the lives of those close to us. Help us to be praying for those known to us to also grow closer to you. We pray for the Jacksons serving in Japan and all serving you away from loved ones. We pray for all suffering in our global health and economic crisis, and for all those who are observing this time of Ramadan. May they experience and recognise the power of Jesus in unexpected and powerful ways. We pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ facing persecution. We pray for wisdom and courage for those seeking to help people find everlasting hope through Jesus. We commend to your fatherly care, merciful God, all who are in sorrow, sickness, discouragement, for those struggling with grief, loss, confusion, the current isolation, addiction, or any other trouble. Give them patience and a firm trust in your goodness. Help those who care for them, and bring us all into the joy of your salvation. We pray too for all those in our wider community who are serving us in special ways at the moment. Think of our police and other emergency services and all those in the medical fields. May you protect them, give them compassion and wisdom and strength at this difficult time. We pray all this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I invite you to join with me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Loving God, we thank you for hearing our prayers, feeding us with your word, and encouraging us in our worship today. Take us and use us to love and serve you and all people in the power of your Spirit and in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. May the God of peace equip you with everything good for doing his will, working in you what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory for ever and ever. Amen. Thank you. If you'd like to keep watching, you'll hear from Rosalind and Olivia and the Jacksons, and then you might like to also take part in listening to the diocesan service. Thank you for joining us. If you've got any queries about financially giving to the work of either St Andrew's in Kyabram or St James in Tongala, if you'd like to give me a ring or email, we can sort out any details you have. If you'd like to know about direct giving or receive offering envelopes that are dated for each week or to have offering envelopes collected, any of that can be done as we continue on together. Thank you.